The next step was a physical examination. I had to wait about 15 minutes for the doctor. The doctor apologized for keeping me waiting, gave me a physical examination, and took my addiction history. His manner was courteous and efficient. He listened to my addiction history, interrupting with an occasional comment or question. When I mentioned buying junk by the quarter ounce, he smiled and said, "Selling some of it to keep up the habit, eh?" Finally, he leaned back in his chair. "As you know," he said, "you can leave here on 24 hours' notice. Some people leave after 10 days and stay off permanently. Some stay 6 months and go back 2 days after they get out. But, statistically speaking, the longer you stay, the better chance you have of staying off. The procedure here is more or less impersonal. The cure lasts about 8 or 10 days, depending on severity of addiction. You can put on that dressing gown now." He pointed to pajamas and dressing gown and slippers that were laid out for me. The doctor was speaking rapidly into a dictaphone. He gave a brief account of my physical condition and addiction history. Patient seems secure and states his reason for seeking cure is necessity of providing for his family. A guard took me to my ward. "If you want to get off drugs," he said, "this is the place to do it." The ward attendant asked me if I really wanted to get off drugs. I said yes. He assigned me to a private room. About 15 minutes later, the attendant called. "Shot line." Everyone in the ward lined up. As our names were called, we put an arm through a window in the door of the ward dispensary, and an attendant gave the shots. Sick as I was, the shot fixed me. Right away, I began to get hungry. I walked up to the middle of the ward, where there were benches, chairs, and a radio, and got in conversation with a thuggish-looking young Italian. He asked me if I had much of a record. I said no. "You ought to be up there with the do-rights," he said. "You get a longer cure there and better rooms." The do-rights were people in Lexington for the first time who were considered to be especially good prospects for a permanent cure. Evidently, the doctors in reception didn't think too much of my prospects.